We're worshiping together today because today is a special day. It's Father's Day.
今天我们一起在一个很特别的父亲节来敬拜。
As I was preparing to meditate with you God's word, that is related to Father's Day, one Bible character kept coming into my mind.
当我在默想要今天跟大家一起来分享神的话语，圣经中有一个特别的人物一再的在我的脑筋中显现。
Josh shared in his testimony with us how his father's actions were influential tools in teaching him.
Josh 弟兄刚才的分享告诉我们，他父亲的那个作为和身教，成为他自己成长中一个浪大的一个影响。
It was this Bible character's one particular action that formed a vivid picture in my mind as I think about Father's Day.
当我想到父亲节，圣经里这个人物他的所作所为，在我的脑筋中形成一幅非常生动的图画。
I would like to invite you to listen along as Peiron and I read Job chapter 1, verses 1 to 8.
所以当我和佩蓉一起来念约伯记一章第一到第八节的时候，我们也请大家一起来聆听。
In the land of Uz there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons, 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys,and had large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. His sons used to take turns holding feasts in their homes, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would send and have them purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, "Perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." This was Job's regular custom. One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming around the earth and going back and forth in it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil."
约伯记一章第一节到第八节，乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。他生了7个儿子，3个女儿。他的家产有7000羊、3000骆驼、500对牛、500母驴，并有许多仆婢。这人在东方人中就为至大。他的儿子按着日子各在自己家里摆设筵席，就打发人去请了他们的3个姐妹来与他们一同吃喝。筵席的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自洁。他清早起来按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说，恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。有一天，神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也来在其中。耶和华问撒旦说，你从哪里来？撒旦回答说，我从地上走来走去，往返而来。耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Very often the story of Job is associated with the lesson of suffering.
常常约伯的故事是跟那个受苦的功课有关系。
That's not what we're going to talk about today.
但是今天我们不谈受苦的事。
Although occasionally some of us might associate parenthood with suffering.
偶尔我们会把做父母的事跟受苦的事连在一起。
Instead, the passage is an ordinary account of a godly father.
然而今天的这一段经文却是一个属神的父亲一件寻常的一个描述。
We are not all fathers, and we don't all have earthly fathers.
我们不都是父亲，我们也不见得都有父母在我们旁边。
On Mother's Day, Rocky had shared with us about his spiritual mother.
母亲节, Rocky 牧师他跟我们分享到他属灵的母亲。
Some of us have spiritual fathers or mentors that are like fathers to us.
我们中间也许有人有属灵的父亲或者有良师如父。
Some of you are spiritual fathers.
我们中间有些人也是别人的属灵的父亲。
And what we all have is one heavenly father.
我们所一起有的是我们那在天上的父。
On this Father's Day, I would like to reflect with you on the account of Job that can be an example to all of us.
这个父亲节，我希望跟大家一起来分享，来回想这个圣经上这个人物约伯，他能够做我们一个怎么样的榜样。
Some people have wondered if Job is a fictional character.
有些人会怀疑，也许约伯是一个想象中的人物。
Some people wondered if Job is like a parable where a moral lesson is taught through a hypothetical situation.
有些人也许会想约伯既是借着一个想象的情况让我们学习像寓言故事中的那种功课。
Perhaps the characters in these stories are not meant to be real.
也许这些人物这些故事不见得是真实的。
They only point to an ideal situation.
然而却指出向我们指向一个完美的境界。
This is not our opinion.
这不是我们的看法。
We do not take an imaginary view of Job.
我们不把约伯看成一个想象中的人物。
Job was like us, a God worshipper. He was also a father.
神，约伯像我们一样，是一个敬拜神的人，也是一个父亲。
We may not all have fathers, but Job is an example of what God desires in every believer.
我们并不都是父亲。但是约伯可以为所有信神的人来做一个榜样。
The text starts out by introducing to us the main character Job.
那么今天这个故事里头一个主要的角色就是约伯。
The author gives us his name, tells us where he is from, describes his character, his family, and his household to us.
圣经上告诉我们他的名字、他的生平、他的性格、他的家人。他的仆婢。
Interestingly, Job's name meant, where is the father?
很有趣的，约伯这个名字原来的意思就是，父亲啊，你在哪里？
And his hometown Uz was probably across the Jordan River on the east, outside the land of Canaan.
他的老家乌斯地，也许就是在约旦河的东边和迦南地的外面那个地方。
The description of his character is especially exceptional.
对于这个人物，圣经的描述的确是出类拔萃的。
We are told that Job was blameless and upright. He feared God and turned away from evil.
圣经告诉我们，约伯是完全正直，他敬畏神，他远离恶事。
Here was a man of complete moral and spiritual character.
这个人实在有完全的道德，也有属灵的性格。
Not only was he completely honest and avoided evil, the original meaning refers to his active rejection of anything that was wrong.
他不单单是有那个完全的诚实，远离邪恶，那个原来的字义，而且有表达那个用心良苦，远离恶事。
What about the family and the household?
那么他的那个家庭，他的家世是什么样子呢？
Job had 7 sons and 7 daughters.
他有七个儿子，三个女儿。
The large number of children communicates to us that he was considered to be very blessed.
这么大的一个家庭，这么多的子女，告诉我们他是一个很受福的，很受祝福的一个人。
In addition, the numbers 7 and 10 are signs of completion in the Bible.
同时在圣经里这个数字七或者是十在圣经里是一个完整的完美的一个数字。
A way to understand this may be the Chinese view of the numbers 3 and 8.
从中国人的角度来看三或者是八也是一个非常完美的数字。
So not only was Job blessed with a lot of children, he had the perfect number of children.
所以约伯不单单受了祝福有那么多的子女而且他子女的人数也是一个完美的数字。
In addition, Job owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 donkeys, and large numbers of servants.
我们看到约伯他有七千羊、三千骆驼、五百对牛、五百只驴，还有许许多多的仆婢。
So here we know Job had great wealth, success, and comfort.
所以我们看到约伯十分的富足，十分的成功，也非常的舒适。
Most of all, the biblical numbers communicate to us that he had a perfect household.
这些数字，圣经上告诉我们，他有一个非常完美的家室。
In fact, in case we missed the point, the author tells us that he was the greatest man that ever lived in among the East.
如果没有疏忽的话，圣经里都告诉我们，约伯是东方最伟大的人。
The East in the biblical times would be equivalent to modern-day countries of Jordan, Syria, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia.
圣经里谈到东方，相当于今天的约旦、叙利亚、伊拉克、沙特阿拉伯。
But still today, many of us would hold similar views that the measure of greatness is in our children and possessions.
今天我们有许多人也是看衡量一个人的成就来在乎他的子女和财产。
Oftentimes, we find ourselves proving our success and blessedness in these things.
常常我们也借着成功和这些福气来见证我们自己。
But lest we misunderstand what God considers true greatness, the text quickly gives an example to clarify what true greatness is.
我们不要误解神所看到真正的伟大，我们要让圣经很快告诉我们真正的伟大是什么。
True greatness is found in a person's complete moral and spiritual character, not in his earthly achievements.
圣经里呢，真正的伟大是在乎一个人完备的德行和属灵的性格，不在乎他属世的那些成就。
The text illustrates this point immediately with an example in Job's life.
紧接着这个圣经就告诉我们约伯的生活见证。
In an account of an ordinary family activity, Scripture reflects on Job's true greatness.
借着描述这个很寻常的一个家庭生活，圣经告诉我们约伯他的真正的伟大之处。
His sons used to take turns holding feasts.
他的儿子常常轮流来摆设筵席。
And they would invite their sisters to come and have fun.
他们也把他们的姐妹邀请来一起享乐。
These simple words paint a picture of a close, intimate family.
这些很简单的字句为我们描述一个非常亲密的一个家庭。
Perhaps these activities were ordinary. Perhaps these activities were ordinary ancient Near Eastern family interactions among siblings.
也许这些活动在近东早期的时候，那些很富有的家庭的子女之间很寻常的一些事情。
The way we may relate to this would be similar to church friends and family taking turns to have barbecues during Memorial Day weekend or July 4th and Labor Day.
就好像今天我们在教会里的朋友家庭轮流在自己的家里，在这些大的节日，在家里设着烤肉会，邀请大家来。
These were probably not wild parties that you imagine some young people go to.
这些大概不是那些狂欢的聚会，像今天我们可以想象很多年轻人去的地方。
There is no hint of disapproval of their feast within the text.
圣经上没有对他们的这些筵席有不好的批评。
There is no condemnation from Scripture itself that they were wasting time in drunkenness or sin.
圣经里也没有指责他们喝醉酒浪费时间。
So it seems to us that this was a general picture of a happy family.
似乎这是一个蛮有喜乐的一个很正常的家庭。
Except that Job was very careful in making sure that even a seemingly ordinary occasion would not offend God.
然而约伯才非常的警醒，他不愿意让这些寻常的家庭活动里能够有任何人冒犯了神。
So when the days of feasting are over, Job would send and have his children purified.
所以当那些摆设筵席的日子过了之后，约伯总是打发人去要他的子女们自洁。
What does it mean that Job had his children purified?
要他的子女自洁是什么意思呢？
A number of English words have been used to translate this Old Testament idea.
有许多的英文字用来翻译旧约里这样的一个观念。
The common ones include consecrate, set apart, or made holy.
最常用的就是那洁净、 分别为圣。
A look at some passages from Leviticus and Numbers will help us understand that the purification process probably involved the washing of one's body as well as garments.
从利未记、民数记里头，我们可以看到，当我们洁净的时候，常常包括身体的洁净，也包括在我们穿着的衣服上头播撒一些膏油。
These were followed by the sprinkling of anointing oil.
在这之后，我们身体所穿的这些衣服上要撒一些膏油。
Physical cleanliness was a symbol of one's inner purity.
身体的洁净是我们内在洁净的一个表现。
But Job made sure that it wasn't just a symbolic act of righteousness.
但是约伯要确定这不单单是一个正义公义的一个表记。
He rose early in the morning to sacrifice burnt offerings for each of them.
他早上起得非常的早，要献上为每一个家人献上燔祭。
Rising early was a common Hebrew idiom referring to Job's conscientious actions.
清早起来是希伯来人的一个惯用语，描述约伯他那个用心良善的一些行为。
It depicts a sense of priority and diligence rather than the exact time of the day.
他表达出约伯能够理事分轻重缓急，度日能够勤奋有为。
He does not allow other businesses to get in the way of worshiping God.
他不愿让任何其他的杂事来拦阻我们来到神的面前敬拜神。
He would sacrifice burnt offerings according to the number of all of them.
他按照他家里的人数来献上燔祭。
You may ask, why would Job do this?
你会问为什么约伯这样子做？
He was aware of the danger that his children might slip into cursing God.
他很清楚他的子女很有可能在某些情况之下会咒诅神。
He was sensitive to the fact that no one is spared from sinning against God even in normal day life situations.
他很清楚在每天这些平常的生活接触中间，没有人能够免于冒犯神。
This is a lesson reminding all of us to be intentional and thoughtful when we just go through everyday life situations.
这个故事提醒我们每一个人在每一天过生活的时候要用心的良苦，要记得纪念神。
In the times of the Old Testament, an animal was sacrificed to God in worship.
在旧约的中间，我们看到用动物来献给神，在敬拜的时候用动物来献神。
The shedding of blood represents the confession, atonement, and assumed forgiveness of sins for the believer.
这个祭物所流的血就代表着那个反省，那个赎罪，那个寻求神的赦免。
The animal has taken the punishment of sins in the place of the person.
那么这个动物，这个献祭的动物，就为了献祭的这个人来承担那个罪恶的惩罚。
Thus, the offering effectively atones for the sin committed by the worshipper.
所以这个祭物就为了敬拜者他的罪而带来了赎罪。
Because God is holy and pure, it is imperative for His people to be without sin and set apart.
因为神是圣洁的，神是纯洁的，所以他的子民来到他的面前必须是无罪的，是分别为圣的。
In order for us to be purified today, we do not bring animal sacrifices into the church.
今天我们要洁净，我们并不带着动物的献祭来到教会。
Since Christ Jesus died for us on the cross and shed His blood, He became the ultimate sacrifice that brought forgiveness for our sins.
因为耶稣基督已经在十字架上为我们而死，为我们流血，他成为那集中的献祭，他为我们的罪而来带来的赦免。
We would only need to confess and repent of our sins wholeheartedly. He would be faithful in purifying us from all our unrighteousness.
我们只要承认我们的罪，为我们的罪而能自改，让我们能够全心的来到神的面前，能够靠着洁净，能够得到 为一切的不义得到洁净。
We would then be in a right relationship with God.
我们就会与神有那样子正常的关系。
It was Job's wholehearted devotion to God that caused him to have concern for his children's spiritual well-being and their conduct.
是约伯他对神那样子敬虔，一个全心的摆上，而且对他的子女那种特别属灵的一个关心和行为的一个关切。
This was an example of his blameless and upright character.
那么这就是他那个无瑕疵、非常正直的性格一个描述。
Being a godly parent, he was mindful of the sins that can escape our eyes.
作为一个属神的父亲，他很清楚有一些罪常常会被忽视。
He knows sins that are hidden in our hearts.
他很清楚有一些隐藏在心里的一些罪。
He thought to himself, what if my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts?
他说，如果我的子女犯了罪，咒诅神怎么办？
Perhaps he thought that his children were particularly vulnerable when they are enjoying themselves.
也许他认为在这子女在享受和欢乐当中更容易软弱而犯罪。
God knew that it is equally possible for us to sin and curse God, Him in both good times and bad times.
他知道我们处境是好是坏，都同样的有可能犯罪，触犯了神而咒诅神。
There is no mention of Job's concern for his children's worldly achievements.
经文里头没有看到约伯对他子女在世界上的一些成就有任何的诉说。
He was primarily interested in their relationship with God.
他主要的是对他们子女与神的关系而表达关切。
He takes his spiritual responsibility as a father very seriously.
他非常的重视做父亲那个属灵的一个责任。
He was the priest of the family.
他是家里的祭司。
He was the family's mediator to God.
他是这个家人与神中间的中保。
He represents God to his family and his family to God.
他在家人面前代表神，他在神的面前代表家人。
We don't need to be a father to assume such a role as Christians.
我们不需要成为父亲而担任这样子的一个角色。
We all can represent God to each other.
我们都可以在众人面前代表神。
We can extend grace and intercession.
我们可以延续神的那个恩典。延续人的那个代祷。
We are told that this was Job's regular custom.
我们知道这是约伯他每天常常所行的事。
As a matter of fact, the text literally says that Job did this all his days.
这个经文实际上从字面上的确是这样子讲，他每天都做这样的事情。
This was his lifelong habit.
这是他每一天所做的一个习惯。
He assumed spiritual leadership in the family with perseverance and faithfulness.
他靠着毅力和信心在家里担任那个属灵的领袖。
Job's greatness was not in his provision for his family's material needs.
那么约伯他伟大之处不在乎他为他的家庭预备那些物质上的一些需要。
He certainly provided a comfortable life for them.
他的确为家人带来了预备一些很非常的舒适的一个生活。
And his family would not have diminished that.
他的家庭不会为这件事情有任何的委屈。
His true greatness lies, however, in leading a godly family.
他真正伟大之处是领导那个家庭过一个属神的生活。
His greatness was not simply the outward religious acts, but his true greatness lies in the integrity of his heart.
他的那个伟大不在乎他在外头这个信仰上的这些祭祀的这些行动上，而是在乎他心里的那个光明正大那个正直的心。
This one particular picture in Job's life is the author's illustration of the greatest man in the East.
那么约伯生命上这个特别的图画的确是东方那个最大伟人的一个描述。
We find in subsequent verses that in a different place and on a separate occasion, God also agrees with the author and reinforces the idea that Job was indeed extraordinary.
我们在接下来的经文和其他的地方看到，的确神也同意这个作者他对约伯的这个描述。
Here is the description of a separate event.
接下来就是一些其他的对这件事情的描述。
One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord.
有一天，神的众子侍立在耶和华面前。
Satan also came.
撒旦也来了。
The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?"
神对撒旦说，你从哪里来？
And Satan says, "Oh, just hanging around."
我是到处走来走去，逛一逛，看一看。
So here are two scenes placed together side by side.
这里我们看到有两幅图画放在一起。
On this one screen, we see Job going about his normal day life worshiping God.
在一边我们看到约伯，他每天很正常的来敬拜神，在他的家庭生活里头来敬拜神。
And then on this other screen, we see the heavenly council with God and the angels and Satan.
在另外一边，我们看到神的使者、神的天使，甚至于撒旦站在那里观看。
The story has a twist in this second scenario.
这个第二幅图画里头有个转角。
Satan, the accuser, intruded on this heavenly council.
这个撒旦他似乎是侵入了一个神的那个使者的中间。
God asked Satan where he came from.
神问撒旦你从哪里来。
It's not because God didn't know and need information.
并不是神不晓得撒旦从哪来。
It was God's request for Satan to state his purpose.
而神要撒旦自己来诉说他的目的。
And Satan says, "Oh, I'm just hanging around."
撒旦说，我只是到处走来走去看一看。
This was an evasive answer, but we know what he's up to.
这是他说躲避性的一个答案，我们知道他的那个用心，他的目的。
First Peter reminds us that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
彼得前书我们看到那个仇敌魔鬼，他遍地游行，他寻找可吞吃的人。
Satan had come from making trouble for us.
撒旦他来到我们的中间，为的是兴风作浪。
Remember the two pictures we were talking about earlier?
我们记得这两幅图画。
Here's Job living in godliness over here.
我们看到约伯过着一个属神的生活。
Over there, God is meeting with the angels and Satan.
另外一边，我们看到神和他的天使，甚至于撒旦也站在那里。
Suddenly, God looks into the life of Job and points Job out to Satan.
突然之间，神转向了约伯，对着撒旦指向约伯。
How about my servant Job?
你考虑过我的仆人约伯没有？
There is no one on earth like him.
地上没有一个人像他。
He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil.
他是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
God speaks of Job with affection and pride.
神带着那个骄傲，带着喜乐来诉说约伯。
He echoes the author's words in verse 1.
他回应这个作者在第一节里头的那句话。
That Job is blameless and upright.
约伯那个人是完全正直。
He fears God and he turns away from evil.
他敬畏神，他远离恶事。
He has full confidence that Satan cannot overcome a person such as Job.
神蛮有信心，知道撒旦没有办法能够攻破这样子一个正直的人。
Job's strength is not in the security of his wealth, but in the resistance to evil.
约伯的他的那个坚强不是在乎他自己。
When Job lost everything, his wife tempted him to curse God.
当约伯失掉他的一切家产之后，甚至他的太太也引诱他来咒诅神。
This was Job's response to her. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?
约伯的反应说我们从神手里得福，难道我们不能从神手里受祸吗？
Job's greatness is seen in his willingness to love God for who he is and not just for the benefits that he can bring.
约伯的伟大是在乎他愿意为了神而爱神，而不是靠着神给我们的一些福利。
What makes Job the greatest man in God's eyes?
那么神在约伯身上到底有哪些特质使他在神面前变成一个最伟大的人？
Job's true greatness is found in his complete moral and spiritual character.
约伯的他的那个伟大是在他那个完美的道德性和属灵的性格。
Job's greatness lies in leading a godly family.
约伯他的那个伟大是在乎他愿意过一个属神的一个生活。
Job's greatness is in his willingness to love God for who he is and not just for his benefits.
约伯他能够爱神是为了神而爱神，而不因为神所给我们的一些福气。
His true greatness is the commitment to be blameless and upright.
他那个真正的伟大是他愿意为了他那个正直那个公义能够摆上他自己的生命。
He is willing to live within the boundaries of simply fearing God and rejecting evil.
他愿意活在那个敬畏神、拒绝邪恶的那个境界之内。
Job was not sinless. He was certainly not perfect.
约伯不是没有罪的，他也不是完美的。
Job acknowledged that no one is without sin.
约伯他自己说，没有一个人是无罪的。
Scripture teaches us that it is possible for redeemed sinners to please God.
圣经告诉我们，即使一个犯罪的人，也有可能得赎，而在神的面前得喜乐。
Job's character was illustrated here in a. Job's character was illustrated here in one family situation.
那么约伯的这个性格在这里描述在他的那个生活中的点点滴滴。
This is not the only way Scripture describes godly living.
然而这不是圣经上唯一的来描述他那个属神的生活。
All of us have different family situations.
我们每一个人都有不同的家庭情况。
The Bible encourages us to serve God in different ways we can.
神鼓励我们靠着我们的情况，借着我们的情况，用各种不同的方式来敬拜神。
As I close, I'd like to share with you the words of the psalmist.
在这个信息结束之前，我愿意用诗篇第一节跟大家分享。
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
On this Father's Day, we celebrate the gift of earthly fathers.
在父亲节，我们庆贺我们在地上的父亲。
The gift of spiritual fathers.
神给我们那些属灵的父亲。
The gift of mentors who are like fathers to us.
神给我们那些良师如父。
And most of all, the gift of a heavenly father who draws us to himself with pure love.
更重要的是那位天上的父亲，让我们能够来到他的面前，靠着他那个完美的爱。
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节，大家快乐。